Do you have a real estate question and don't know where to start? Contact Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors. Whether you're in the market, looking to buy, sell, or rent a house, Cecil Holmes would be glad to help you with any real estate questions you have. Give him a call today at 326-0756. That's 326-0756. Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. Thanks for joining us today. My guest again today is Wes Marion. He's been with us two other days already this week. And if you miss those podcasts or those programs, you can catch our podcast. Simply go to our website, hopeishere.today. These are just a little over 13 minutes, so a great thing to listen to while you're getting ready in the morning or on your way to work or maybe on that treadmill trying to follow through on that New Year's resolution. But Wes is a pharmacist by trade, but in the later seasons of his life, he has wanted to become a mentor to men because he really didn't have that as much when he was growing up, and most men didn't. They really didn't. I know that I didn't, even though I had a good father. He didn't accept Christ till he was 50. So, Wes, thanks for being here again today.
Well, thank you. I think that I needed a mentor when I was young, but in all fairness, when I started working and raising my own family, I was too busy to probably be that mentor. So there are distractions in this world. There are major distractions. And so we really have to fight through those in order to engage and invest in people that are younger than us and that haven't gone through what we've gone through, because we're not, you know, I'm not anything smart at all. What I am, though, is experienced. I've run across some things that I can talk to you about. I've had a divorce. I'm a workaholic. Those kind of things I can talk to you about because I've got experience, not because I'm smart, but because I've learned from my experiences.
Well, Wes, we've been talking about your Dear Timothy email that you send out on Sundays and start off with just four or five guys that you're trying to reach, and now it goes over to 500, and I know it goes to a lot more than that because I personally forward it to guys quite often. And also, a lot of ladies like it, too. I know that my mom reads it, and she likes it, and obviously women are always trying to understand men, and so it's good wisdom whether you're a man or a woman, but it is focused on men. But I like the one that you sent out on Christmas Eve. You talked about how do you start your day. And you gave a great analogy because you talked about UK basketball, and a lot of guys and ladies are basketball fans, especially UK basketball fans. And John Calipari's got a really young team, as we know. They start all freshmen. And so he's really having to start with just the simple mindset of them about trying to play winning basketball. And I love how you talked about that in your Dear Timothy.
Well, I was listening, as we all do at this time of the season, when we listen to John Calipari, and he had a great – because I think he's a good coach, maybe a great coach, but I also think he guides these men, mentors these young men, as the Dear Timothy is trying to do, into the stages and experiences that they're going to run into so that they can face them better. And so I like the idea where he talked about on game day, which we're all on game day, the mindset of that if it's going to help you during that game, then absolutely do it. If it's not going to make you win that game, then don't do it. That's pretty straightforward, but it also makes you think. And that's what happens with a lot of Dear Timothys, is that I give you a mindset of what it takes to follow Jesus Christ. It's real short, kind of, I mean, you know, you got a 13-minute program. I got a little bitty email that I send that has a lot of meat into it, which is what yours does. But when we follow Jesus' plan in Luke 2:52, and it says, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men." And that's essentially how we start today. Now, a long time ago, when I was a baseball fan, Roberto Clemente was my hero. So when I'd get up in the morning, the very first thing I would do is I'd go find out what Roberto did. And then the rest of the world could catch up. I don't do that anymore. The very first thing that I do now is I find out what Jesus did. I open my Bible, and I find out exactly how I need to live that day. And these Dear Timothys encourage you to do the same thing, so you'll be better husbands, so you'll be better fathers, better sons, and certainly disciples of Jesus Christ, so you can tell the good news, the gospel that he wants us to carry on until he comes back.
Well, I think that is the greatest growth edge for me, at least it was back in my mid-20s when, after I'd done all the fraternity thing and partied and had fun, that the world told me would bring me happiness. And then my faith became my own when I started becoming a college basketball coach, assistant basketball coach at Western Kentucky University from 24 to 26, because I didn't have to go to church, because I didn't live in the same town as my parents. They wouldn't know whether I went or not. And I actually didn't even have the opportunity to go, because we practiced on a lot of Sundays and had to get ready for practice. And I found out that my faith, I couldn't live off my parents' or my grandparents' faith. I had to live off my own, and it became real to me and became my own. And one of the things we're trying to do here with you on Hope Is Here, as we're in the month of January, is help you develop good habits. And one of the things I had to do was not turn on ESPN first thing in the morning, like you said. Try to spend some time. Charles Stanley sent out a little devotional book that it took literally about a minute to read. Had some scriptures. Sometimes I would look it up. Sometimes I did. But sometimes, Wes, it's just baby steps, isn't it?
Well, it is baby steps. And in fact, when I was on my journey trying to find who I was and who God had made me to be, I really had never had a quiet time. I had never really, I didn't even know where my Bible was, much less reading it in the first 45 years of my life. But now that he had my attention, and I had some good mentoring, Christian mentoring, they had convinced me certainly that a quiet time and a devotional starting of the day was my best time. And so when I first did it, I would get up early in the morning. I would go in. It would be a cold winter morning, and I would sit there on the couch, and I would get me a little cover over me and everything, and I had the Bible in front of me, and I was going, what am I doing here? So it's not going to be smooth sailing all the time. But as I began to do it, it became 5 minutes, and then it became, 10 minutes. And now when I get up, I spend, an hour, and I wonder where the time went. See the difference? So if you're thinking about you're going to get into this devotion and all of a sudden everything is great, it's not going to happen just like that, but you've got to start somewhere. And Dear Timothy might be a place where you could start. And I know listening to Greg's program is another place that you could start. You need to have good mentoring and good direction, especially at this time of life.
Well, there's no doubt about that, is that how you start your day a lot of times is going to affect how the rest of your day goes. And for some of you, you're like, quiet time, that doesn't sound, if you're a man, real masculine. But yet, the Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am God. And let's be honest, guys and ladies, if we don't spend time with God, at least for me, and Wes said that's kind of for him too, at the beginning of the day, then usually I get too busy. Then the first crisis comes up, and whether I'm going to handle things in Greg's strength or God's strength is based on that time that I've spent in the morning. And for some of you, one of the things that I heard a pastor say many, many years ago, if you're just like, I don't even know where to start, well, start with Proverbs. There's 31 chapters. Obviously, not every month has 31 days, but just read Proverbs. One chapter, you can put it on your phone. There's all types of Bible apps that you can get if you want to just do it on your phone, but just spend some time. The man Solomon that wrote that was the wisest man that ever God put on this earth, obviously outside of Jesus. So check out Proverbs, but it's really powerful how you start your day. And you talked about this in this Dear Timothy that you just wrote on December 24th. You gave some things that happens that we should do first thing in the morning.
Well, absolutely. And I think I would also encourage them about Proverbs, but I also tell them about the book of John, because I like stories, and that's all about Jesus. So it's one thing knowing about Jesus, but getting to know what he did. So if you're going to follow somebody, wouldn't you want to know who he is and what he did? So you have got to get into the Word to find that out. But when Jesus said that we needed to grow in wisdom, I'm really trying to stay focused on wisdom, because that is the knowledge of what is true or right. Hanging around, and this is the one thing you need to do, hanging around people that are actually also seeking, so that look for that mentor. I had wanted a mentor forever. And it, I prayed about it and whatever. And so I got up and walked with some guys in the morning at 4:30. And I went, this is crazy. I'm not walking at 4:30. But I really wanted to do this. So sooner or later, I got out there and walked with them at 4:30 in the morning. Can you imagine? This is all God's plan. So I'm walking, and one of the guys said, listen, we've got this Bible study. Why don't you come? And it's on Monday morning at 7 o'clock. And I said, well, I've got all kinds of Bible studies right now. I'm not interested. I put him off for a year while I was walking at 4:30 in the morning. So finally I said, okay, I'll go with you. So I went that Monday morning and sat down, and a guy named Andy Holston, he's about 6'6", and he was in his 80s. He had the lesson that day. He was more transparent, and I knew more about Andy in the 1 hour than I knew about my dad in 50 years.
Wow.
I called him the next morning, and I said, I need a mentor. And he said, come on. So I was sensitive and praying for a mentor, which I would encourage you to do the same. And when he sends it to you, you need to take action. You know, the mentor is not going to rush up to you and say, oh, by the way, can I give you mentoring? Even though I'm kind of doing that with Dear Timothy, I've got some mentoring here, come and get it. Well, you need to be sensitive enough. If that's your time of life, you need to find out about that. But I really think that you need to realize the importance of mentoring, and you need to open yourself up to praying for a mentor. God, send him into my life, and not only send him into my life, but be sensitive enough when he does come. And that's what happened with me and Andy. And I went to his house every Tuesday for 1 hour for 6 years before he died. And some of the greatest mentoring I ever had, that really adds into, and he loved Dear Timothy. And a lot of things that he mentored me are in Dear Timothy today. So Andy's passing on, I'm passing on. You read Dear Timothy, and one of these days you'll pass it on to your son or grandson.
Well, if you're saying, what is this, Dear Timothy? It is an email that Wes sends out on Sundays, and you can sign up for that by just emailing him simply at his first initial, W. Marion, his last name, M-A-R-I-O-N, so W. Marion, the number 55, at gmail.com. That's wmarion55 at gmail.com. Just say, I'd like to sign up for Dear Timothy, and he'll add you to the list of over 500 other people that are getting it every week, and you can be encouraged and challenged. And yet, you know, you talk about starting your day. How do you start at getting God's wisdom, God's favor? And, you know, until I started getting serious about my walk with God in my mid-20s, I could tell you all the points average per game with all the UK basketball players, but I could probably name maybe two Bible verses. And at some point, you got to kind of realize what's more important to know, maybe some of God's word for this battle of life or the scoring averages of the UK starting five.
Well, you certainly can. And this year, I've started out personally trying to seek wisdom. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is I'm memorizing a verse, and I'm memorizing 1 Thessalonians 4:11, where it says, lead a quiet life, mind your own business, and use your hands as we've shown you to do. Now, you can stay out of trouble, guys, if you just do those three things. You don't have to read the whole Bible, but you can see what I've gained out of just one piece of Scripture. And so, it's really important to find and seek the Word, grow in wisdom, because He will open it up. I can read the same Scripture now, and I can read it 5 years from now, and it tells me something totally different. So there's a lot to God's Word.
Well, that's a great point. Sometimes you'll read something, and like I talked about the Proverbs, maybe you're just like, I need to figure out some plan to get started. We'll just start reading whatever the day of the week is. If it's January 7th, then read chapter 7. And it's amazing, though, the next month, if I've read that, you know, I've done this off and on throughout my life over the past 20-something years, and something in chapter 7 that I did not highlight the first time, the second time I did. And so I just want to encourage you to get in God's Word. The Bible promises that His Word does not return void. And the great news is the very one that gave you breath, He wants to speak to you. He wants to have a personal relationship with you, but you do have to spend time with Him. Well, we've got to call this show to a halt today, but we're going to have Wes with us one more day, so we hope that you'll stay with us. And we're going to be talking about Dear Timothy, how to help men be all that God's called them to be. I'm Greg Horn. We hope you'll join us tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. for Hope is Here. Let's be honest. Medicare can be really confusing. Scott County resident Jason Biddle has over 17 years helping seniors and retirees with issues surrounding Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Don't give yourself a headache. Contact Jason Biddle today with any insurance questions you have related to Medicare, health care, and Social Security. Contact Jason today for help at 502-395-1603. That's 502-395-1603.